Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Najafi. Welcome to our program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Thank you very much for accepting to come.
Jazakumullah. It's a great opportunity for me.
Yeah, it's a great honor to have you. In these series of programs, we are talking about the ladies of Ashura. And last session, we talked about, we gave an introduction about the uprising of Ashura. And then we talked about specifically one of those ladies, the role of women in Ashura. And one of those ladies was Umm Salama, the respected wife of the Holy Prophet. And this time, as I mentioned last time, we had categorized the women who were somehow influential in the event of Karbala into four categories. The first one were women who had a role in preparing the backgrounds, or they took an introductory step into forming the supporters of the event of Karbala. And then the second category, there were women who were actively present and physically there in Karbala.
Yes.
The third category were women who were kept as captives, and they had a very influential role after Ashura. And the fourth category were women who had uprisings after the event of Ashura. Now, so far we are touching upon the first category, who are women who had an active role prior to Ashura. The first one was Umm Salama. Now I want to move on to three other very important ladies. The first one, as I was reading, is Maria bint Sa'd. Bint Sa'd or bint Asad?
Bint Sa'd.
Bint Sa'd, yeah. She was living in Basra, if I recount correctly, right?
Yes, yes.
And she was a very courageous and brave lady at that time. And she was a very famous woman because her house was the gathering place of Shiites and scholars. And she was spreading Islamic culture and Islamic teachings from her house. And her role in forming the supporters of Imam Hussein is very, very significant, because a lot of the supporters of Imam Hussein were the people who had come and going to her house. I want to know how we can learn from this lady. I want to know some more information about this lady. Who really was she? Could you give us more on her?
Yeah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I gave her a title, Lady Khadija-like. Mm-hmm. Because as we know, Lady Khadija, salamullah alayha, she's the, you know, prime example for mm-hmm. us. She's the best role model for us in this time. Mm-hmm. And as I usually say that Khadija, Lady Khadija, she is the true awaiter of her time. Like mm-hmm. she was really awaiting for last prophet. And Lady Maria bint Sa'd, which we are talking, the lady, she is the manifesting the characteristic of Lady Khadija somehow. Like how there were so many houses in the city of Basra, so many people were there. But as we know that when the governor of Basra, he get to know that Imam Hussein alayhi salam are willing to come towards Kufa. So we know that governor was Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad. He himself, he went to Kufa mm-hmm. to like control the Kufa's environment against Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And therefore, he's leaving Basra, and he's making governor of Basra his brother. So his brother is over there, and he's giving himself one very strong speech, and he's saying, as we know that Imam Hussein wants to come and he wants to, you know, rule the country. So therefore, we are the followers of Yazid. We, if somebody is there to help Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his wealth, his blood, his life will be, you know, in danger. Like everything is halal for us. We can mm-hmm. take his life too. So this kind of speeches and that kind of threatening and fearful circumstances, you know, it was so difficult and very, very critical time for Shias, for followers of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So in that time, you know, here one lady is very, very outstanding characteristics she has, and she's really role model for us as we are waiting for our imam, and all of us, we have one imam in our time. Mm-hmm. So we can learn from Maria bint Sa'd that how, what she could do in her time, in her, you know, the like facilities which she had, yeah, in society. So what we can learn from her means what we can do in our time, like how we can fight of Yazid of our time and how she was fighting of Yazid of her time. Mm-hmm. So one thing which she could do was, you know, to, because maybe she had a beautiful big house, or
she was wealthy, right?
Maybe, yeah. There's not history has not written anything in detail, okay. But as we know that her house was, you know, maybe she has very good authority, or, you know, like she was one of the like powerful lady. Yeah. In that time, when she announced that my house is ready to come, you know, and so many meetings and gatherings used to, you know, held in that house, like as history has written that Ibn Nubayd with his two sons, they went to fight for Imam Hussein alayhi salam against Yazid to Karbala from this holy house, like, you know. So it shows that how much she was doing for protecting the Imam Hussein's position, and for imamat and for vilayat. So many people are there, they're just sitting, their houses are there, but the courage, you know, the love, that devotion, that, you know, contribution which we can see from Maria bint Sa'd, it is the best example for us that whatever we can do for our imam, because every time the requirements are different, and as we know this time so many theological corruptions are going on. So for example, one of the example I'm giving, that in this time maybe imam needs our, mm-hmm. you know, sincere deeds, mm-hmm. and awareness of imamat and ilm and knowledge, and, you know, that the so many we can say attacks on going on our Shiaism, Islam, you know, against Islam, especially as a woman, mm-hmm. you know, we can show that how much respectful we are in Islam with our knowledge. If we don't have a knowledge, good knowledge about ourselves, if we don't know the ladies of Ashura and Karbala, like how, you know, like we can say crucial role they had, and most of them, you know, they are supporting their imam in the way that even sometimes men are left behind, you know, and women are ahead, and they have more awareness and love in their actions for imam, which is very, you know, outstanding.
Yeah, one of the points that, as I was going through the details and the historical evidence that we have about these ladies, I came up to the conclusion that these ladies were not directly involved, you know. We sometimes think that, you know, like I remember at the time of the Holy Prophet, some women came to the Holy Prophet and they said, look, men are ar-rajul qawwamun 'ala an-nisa, they're the supporters of the family, they're the leaders of the family, they go to jihad and they do so many things in Islam. What about us? What about women? The same story happened at the time of the Prophet. A group of women came to the Holy Prophet and they had the same concern and they were worried. They said, what about us? How can we get the rewards? And the Holy Prophet told them that by helping your husbands, by serving them, by protecting them and your family, you have the same reward that a mujahid, that a martyr has, you know, that that fights for the sake of Allah. That's one point. The other point is that maybe we don't have the opportunity to go directly to the battlefield and fight with the, you know, enemy, but there are some other things that have the same reward or even more reward than, you know, going to battlefield, and that is raising a generation that can help support the imam of our time, right?
Exactly.
So even though it's a little bit indirect, but the result and the significance is, you know, not
of
something
course.
That we can forget about.
Of course, yeah.
So I am talking about Maria, how the jihad that she had, the struggles that she went through to help support the imam of her time. And I just wanted to say, as you mentioned about taking her as a role model in our society, our imam is Imam Mahdi. her mom was Imam Hussein at that time, and she was helping to serve and spread the culture of Islam and the sunnah of the Holy Prophet, and that's what she had to do at that time. What about us? If you want to take her as a role model, how can we be the Maria of our time and be the supporter of our Imam Mahdi? What specific aspect of our lives should we touch upon to be Maria-like?
As I mentioned before, that we role model doesn't mean that you have to do just like her, whatever she has done. Like if we say Lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamu alayha, she is the best example for us. It doesn't mean that we should live in the dusty house or, you know, house with mud, and we should sit on floor just, you know, then she can become our Sayyida and role model. No, it means that the message is there. As I said, that in this time, you know, some people, they have their knowledge and ilm to spread out and to preach Islam. Sometimes you can do just by your actions. And as we would talk about the ladies of Karbala, that there are so many ideal ladies in different aspects of our life. For example, as an ideal wife, we will talk about Daylam. For example, as an ideal mother, there are so many mothers, you know, how they used to encourage their, you know, children to do jihad and fight for Imam. Like Bahriya, we'll talk about her. And as a, like we can say, young girl, we will talk about Durratu Sadaf in later on, you know. So many different, you know, examples we have. So we should see that in this time, like therefore I usually say to my students that, you know, as a woman, we have so much up and down in our life. We can't say like man always has the same job and same you know, responsibilities for families and for Islam. But we sometimes, if we are girl, and we are different, you know, if we are daughter, we are different. If we are like become a mother, wife, yeah, then different. The mother's difference, you know, in which city and which society and which family we are, you know, involved, that is different. So as I have some examples, when I was in the city of Islamabad, I remember a lady was there, and she has devoted her house for Islam. Like in that time, like people used to say, why this Muslim, they are not you know, pondering or reflecting or doing tafsir of Quran, there's no any place. So she devoted her house as a Maria, and she said, come to my house and have a classes, have a gatherings, and I have a classes even for kids, for youth, for ladies, you know. So if you have a good house, you can devote your house. If you have a good money, so you can, you know, devote your money. If you have ilm, knowledge, so you spread your knowledge, you know, like share with others. If you have good ideas, whatever you have, like if we have a love for somebody, we want to sacrifice whatever we have, you know. If I don't have, I can't say to everybody, be like Maria, just do it your house. No, Islam doesn't need so many houses. Maybe he needs, you know, few houses. So therefore we should have good mentality. We should understand the core of Islam, you know, what Islam wants from us.
Yeah.
And Islam of this time, you know, what as we know that Islam is really, really very, very like oppressed and very alone, and people are not giving time and interest to this Islam. If we give time to Islam and to our living Imam of the time, and then if we love and recognize our Imam, then definitely we will share our love with others. Yeah.
Yeah. You should keep an open mind.
Definitely. Yes.
I just had another point in my mind. Usually we just think about ourselves and our family, just our daughter. If you are mothers, we just talk about our husband and our children. If you are just a wife without any children, we just talk about our small family. I just want to say that another thing we can learn about Maria is that to think wider, okay? She was concerned about her whole society. Unfortunately, in our society, the only thing we are concerned about is ourselves. If we are very, very successful, and if we are very pious, we think about our small family. But her mentality, the way her outlook, she was thinking about the ummah, you know, and she devoted her house.
Beautiful point. Therefore, I usually say that, you know, if we are just involved with our problem, like if we can't solve our problem, mm-hmm. yeah, if we are just thinking and fighting and, you know, indulge with just personal issues and we are seeking help for others that come and somebody, you know, solve my problem, then how we can solve the problems of help our Imam and support our Imam, mm-hmm. because Imam wants to support whole, you know, universe and whole world. Yeah. So we should, you know, leave this kind of problem. We should solve it very easily and go to become a supporter of Imam Asr, inshallah.
Okay, dear viewers of Hadi TV, next we're talking about an important lady in history, Lady Daylam. If you want to find out more, please stay with us.